Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I think in all the world, no words are more cherished than the 23rd Psalm. We say these words at our most tender times. We say them at gravesides and in hospital rooms and in the rooms of the infirmed and in times of dreadful trouble and pain. You say these words and the room seems to change. Has it occurred to you, unless you otherwise specify, these words are likely to be read at your funeral? Mine too. It will be read as comfort to our loved ones. And maybe, it will seem like an honest picture of our own life's experience. I hope it will be true for mine. I'm hesitant to talk about the 23rd Psalm. Why add more words to perfect usage? Still, I would like to show you something for the days in which we are living in this crisis. This psalm moves. It shifts from here to here to here. It moves. And in its movement and shifting, it tells of tremendous changes for us. It begins in lush colors and fragrant green grass. Don't you want to see it? Sweet, cool water, a place to lie down and rest. Good paths before us, and over it all, the kindest figure, a shepherd, providing everything we need. Who is this perfect provider? We answer, the Lord is our shepherd. Which implies, of course, that we're a bit like sheep. I hope you don't mind being compared to sheep. Not the most flattering image for us. Sheep are dumb, obstinate, can't see this far ahead of them, have a propensity to panic, fall into a place they're liable to be stuck in it. Clueless they are. There's a whole lot more to be said about us than that. And the Bible says a whole lot more about us, a whole lot better than that. But I have to say, I look at the image of a dumb sheep, and I see a far likeness in that woolly face to my own. Do you? In the churches where I grew up, sometimes the preacher would say, and all the people said, and we would say back, amen. Well, maybe today you'll join with me and say, and all the people said, and we would say back, bah. Okay, let's hear it. Oh. Bah.
Bah.
Welcome to the truth. We are like sheep, aren't we? And the Lord is our shepherd. We are surrounded by the perfect provisions of love. As the hymn that the band sang a moment ago, all I have needed, your hand has provided. He does lead us, doesn't he? He leads us. Not all we want, but all that we finally need. We can say this with confidence. God is generous. We are lacking in nothing that finally matters. In times like these, it's best to remember the times our shepherd has fed us well in love's green pastures, rested our souls by still waters, restored us to life, set before us a good path. The problem is, it all disappears. The green pastures, the still waters vanish from our eyes at times, and suddenly we're in this horrid place. The valley of terrible darkness. Our Bible translations get it wrong to a degree. The Hebrew text does not say valley of the shadow of death. It says valley of the darkest shadow. And the truth is, in the human life, there are, can be shadows that are darker than dying. There are stretches of the human life that may hold tremendous dread in us, bottomless grief for us, miserable confusion and pain. I see no shepherd. I'm walking blind here, and such places change us. Dark experiences can change how we think. And so, as it ought to, the psalm changes its language at this point. Before this, all the speech was about God, like a child, happily pointing everything. See the green grass, see the nice water, see the lovely path in front of me. This is how God is for me. But now, the lights are all off. And now the language shifts from talking about God to whispered words toward God in the dark. Sunshine testimonies give way to prayer. You with me? You with me? I won't be afraid in the dark. Be with me. In the dark shadows, our speech is reduced. Reduced maybe to fearful silence, cold silence, or maybe into prayer. How do we get through such times? How do we move through a pandemic? Not quickly. There is no speed walking when the lights have gone out. We take tiny steps, one at a time. We say primal prayers if we dare. You with me. Maybe through clenched teeth we say those words. Maybe in outreaching trust, with the sense just ahead of us in the dark, where we cannot see, a presence is moving at our pace, staff in strong hand, perfectly knowing the way through the darkness. Not relying anymore on what is visible, we are thrown back on trusting the presence that will somehow provide enough, even here, till we make it out. And we do make it out. We couldn't see our progress along the way. It's in the nature of the dark that you can't see what progress you have made. But the tunnel does come to an end. You turn at a bend, and there is light at last. And you emerge. And the thing is, when the dark valley is done with you, and you walk into the light, you emerge not the same. As your eyes adjust, you realize you are standing in a whole new light. What you see has new features, new relationships. Here is the finest scene of the 23rd Psalm, where we are coming out of the dark and have a whole new vision. I challenge you in these days, will you pray during these days that through this worldwide crisis, God will bring something good, something beautiful, that when we move out of this darkness, all the world will give glory to God. We started as sheep, content with God's simple gifts. Now we blink our eyes, and what do we see? A table heaped high with a feast, a goblet filled up for us, oil to anoint us like royalty, rising behind it all, a beautiful house, God's own house, with a room in it just for us. You have graduated from a sheep to a celebrated guest, and into membership in the full family of God. That's a promotion. The relationship does change. The one we have seen rightly as shepherd, we now see rightly as gleaming host. We hear our invitation now to take our place at God's own table and to be at home in God's own house. When is this final vision? Well, we see it as part, as a glimpse of the final gladness that is to come. And some have already passed through it, and we think of them now at the final feast in the full lit presence of God. We await that day when we too will stand in that light and in the final feast. But I think as well, this picture has application to the lives we are living right now. To keep moving through dark valleys, to keep taking little steps, to keep trusting the presence beyond our seeing for now, is to emerge again and again changed. Old wants, old assumptions, they fall away. And we stride into freedom and love for our generous and glad host. For the shepherd, we have moved from the shepherd now to the host, who welcomes us to the beauty and peace that is our home. Did you hear about the kid who misheard the 23rd Psalm? He had heard, "The Lord is my chauffeur, I shall not walk." That is precisely what the psalm is not about. It's all about moving. Moving, the psalm is, from green pastures, by the still waters, on good paths, following the shepherd. Keep following in darkest valleys. Keep walking. in more trust, in more radical trust, invited into the fullest communion with God, step forward and say in new ways, you are loved by an awesome God. Friends, God is at work here in His church in these days. And in it are gathered all of God's good gifts. The shepherd provides us with every good gift now. He is able to restore our soul, ready to lead us on a good path. Here is the one who has descended into the darkest of all valleys for our sake. Christ crucified. Christ died, Christ risen, alive now for our sake. Calling us to trust the presence we often cannot see. And here is the gleaming host, the risen Christ, saying, children, welcome, come into my embrace. Enter my joy, which is for all the world this very day and forevermore. Let us pray. O great and wonderful God, whom we have known as shepherd and who we look forward to receiving as our great and grand host, who moves with us through these times of darkness, promising us again and again that we will emerge changed. We thank you for the promises of the scriptures that have been given to us, that we serve a God who is bigger than anything. We lean into your goodness now, and we receive you into our hearts to make changes even now, so that we may hear your voice and follow and obey as we seek to love you more and serve you in new and creative ways. Hear our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.